Okay. Let's resume?
Yes.
Okay. Number three. Item number three. Hindi. Sige, bago tayo mag-proceed. So far, from the first hour, what's something that really, ano, yung nagstay sa mind niyo, something that you really learned from the first hour? Anybody? Wala? Sige, win na ako. Right here. There.
Shall we?
Yeah, yung visualization from the beginning to the end. I like when you shared that from the parking pa lang, visualize mo na anong look and feel nitong event na to in every ano ba, space or face ng event.
Good. Thank you. Anybody else learned anything at all? Kahit ano? Anybody? Anybody? Yes.
Me is the volunteer, yung sinabi niyo po na you're actually giving them a privilege when they, kung napili niyo po sila na to serve or, I mean, to volunteer for a specific event. Like for me kasi sa missions, sobrang konti lang kami, so nabubuhay talaga kami sa mga volunteers. So parang, it gave me an, ano, parang, na-open yung mind ko na hindi tayo dapat parang, ay, thank you ha, nag-help ka sa akin, na parang utang na loob ko sa'yo, nag-volunteer ka. So it, parang, it's for me, it's new learning na dapat ganun yung mindset natin towards volunteers. Good. And definitely, we thank them and alagaan natin sila because they're helping us in the events.
Okay, good. Thanks, Kathy. You know how also it will help you when you're doing that? When it ends and you're saying thank you to all your volunteers, you ask them the question, did you enjoy yourself? Okay? Para safe ground, di ba? After that, you ask, what did you learn? Did you learn something new? Did God, you know, speak to you during this event? So para alam nila na you actually came here and you volunteered, but you actually took something home. Hindi na kami took something from you. Okay? Okay, sige. Salamat sa dalawang may natutunan. Naway sa sunod na oras ay may matutunan din ng iba. Pag hindi, wag niyo na akong kunin next sem, ha? Sige. Okay, third topic, venue selection. You will need to exercise care in selecting your venue as this will have a significant effect on the attendance of your event. You need to address issues like accessibility. I don't have it there. Accessibility. Is there public transportation? Especially if you have, actually whether adults or kids, there has to be public transportation access. Okay? Is there traffic to and from the venue and at what time? When we were planning a campus conference, the first one in Cuneta, those were the challenges that we had because, well, one, it was good. There was MRT. So happy kami doon. Pero grabe pala ang crime rate sa area na yon. So what were we gonna do with the kids? And these were all kids that the parents trusted us with. So figuring out paano yung security natin, anong gagawin natin, okay, to ensure that the kids are safe. And we were there one time, doon lang kami sa may Jollibee, sitting there, watching the traffic. Tinignan namin, grabing traffic dito. Hindi makakapasok yung bus natin dito, ganitong oras. So dapat, that's why our hours were odd hours, yung in between the pasok and labas, para you avoid that traffic, knowing already that, we'll be shuttling these kids by buses from wherever center they're coming from. So things like that, you have to consider them. Are there suitably priced accommodations in the area for your delegates? Knowing that you have provincial delegates, syempre na masahin na yun, nag-eroplano at lahat. You want to help them by offering them, you know, affordable na accommodation in the area. So when you're considering a venue, look at both ends. Okay, my A market has this, my B market has this, my C market has this, yung lahat. That's the reality of life. And I'm glad that the members of Victory come from really a wide range of, di ba, social status. And that's perfect. So yun lang, kailangan ma-address natin. You want to make sure that how well we treat the people that we bring to, let's say, Sofitel, It's the same treatment that we extend to the people that we bring to Cabayan Hotel. Okay? Is there sufficient parking? Is it free of charge or is it something that they will pay for? If it's something that they will pay for, it will affect the way you schedule your event. Kasi hindi pwedeng buong araw nandun sila. Tapos sagot pa nila yung parking. Tapos kung mahal-mahal ng parking. So things like that you have to think of. Again, security and safety of location, like what I mentioned before. And suitability of venue to target audience. Now, when you are thinking of your event, okay, many times when you are asked to, you're asked by your bosses to actually consider a certain venue, may function room. Kunyari, sinabi, oh, punta kayo ng SM Aura and look at the SMX. There's an SMX convention inside Aura, right? We know we're expecting 700 people or 1,000 people, and this is going to be banquet. How are we going to make sure that kasha? Do not rely on what the venue will tell you. Okay? They will tell you. You can ask them so that you just have a basis and take it with a grain of salt. Why? Because they will tell you the biggest figure. Binabasa ka nila when you're inquiring. Sinasabi na nila, mukhang malaki ang audience nito. She will want me to say, oh, we can fit 1,500. But actually, 1,500, nandikit-dikit ang mukha. Di ba? Or babasahin ka niyang, nalalakihan siya sa venue. No, we can fit siguro mga 500 people. We'll be perfect here. Because they want your business. There is a formula. Just on top of my head, if you're looking at a venue and it's like the way we have yung conference na theater seating lang, it's an average of 0.9 to 1.1 meters per person. Okay, so how do you do that? When you know you're expecting 700 people, you multiply that by 1.1, that's your number of meters minimum that should be in your venue. Architect, tama. In the events world, that's how we do it. Because you don't want the chairs to actually be sticking right next to each other. That's too much getting into my personal space. Okay? So may ranges siya. If you're thinking of classroom setup like this, it should be, it's a range eh. Or like when you're doing banquet, a banquet can be as much as 2 meters 0.35 per person ang measurement mo. So which means, pag ganyan, you need to make sure that the venue that you're considering should be able to address that. Now on top of that, you're still considering, oh, I need a stage. And my stage should be this big. So maminusin mo pa yun dun. So know the computation. I can probably share with you. There's a table talaga ng formula how to compute that. I can padala ko na lang yan kay Jet para i-share sa inyo. Also, what's the best way to estimate the number of attendees for your event? You base it on pre-registration. That's why it's so good for us to actually do pre-reg. Kasi at least you get a feel of, is this something that's gonna be really big? Kasi kung matagal mo nang pinromote yung event mo, it took you, a month and a half to promote a seminar, and it's already a week before, and you only have 25% registration. Then you might wanna consider changing your venue, pushing the promotion. What are you gonna do? Okay? You can only expect that there will be an average of about 30% walk-in to your event. Sad to say, ganyan talaga sa atin. Madami nag-walk-in sa events natin. And ma-offend pag tinurn down mo. So, you anticipate that. So kung let's say you're doing banquets, naalala ko si Tin Binigno ba yun? Because she was so frustrated because we had a banquet a few weeks back. And she said, I computed and I less no show. And I, how come mali pa rin, nagkulang kami ng table at the last minute, naglalatag sila ng ganyan. So, Okay, so I was just coaching her, this is how you compute it. So also in seminars, ganyan, you anticipate that you will have an average of about 30% walking in and registering on site, okay, for your event. Now, promotion is crucial. Know the culture of your congregation. Do people register in advance? Or they're the type of people who will register at the super last minute? So that you can plan the way you'll do your budget. But as a rule of thumb, number one, have a small venue that is packed to capacity rather than a big venue and there's no one in there. Number one, it does not make your speaker feel good. Because which means nobody's interested to listen to him. And number two, it is not a good reflection on the success of how you promoted your event. Okay? So, your rule of thumb there is to make sure that you're more packed. Kasi, pag umuwi yung mga yon, they're more feeling like, wow, that must have been so good. People really wanted to be there. So, okay na, isiksik mo na lang sila somewhere there, but, you know, better na ganyan kesa sa aalog-alog. And of course, the best is yung comfortable everybody. But should you have those two options, opt for being in a smaller venue kung konti lang registration mo. Rule of thumb number two is always when you're talking to your venue or to any other supplier, ask for a booking agreement. To me, if it isn't in writing, it doesn't exist. Verbal communication is like water. It can run and it's goodbye no more. Okay? And you're gonna be left hanging because, diba, but you told me, we said, J-Lord, you promised me, diba ganito, that you were gonna deliver, you promised ganito. No. Get everything in writing. Let's say they're the type of company that, wow, it's so hard to get a letter out of them. Email them. Kasi an email is good. At least it's still in writing. Per our conversation earlier today, we have agreed on the following. Mention mo lahat. And then from there, please acknowledge that we have understood everything. Ganyan. So that is good enough that you can give back to them if they do not deliver on their part of the agreement. Then you know you have something to show them. You agreed that this is part of the deal. Especially because, you know, when we're negotiating, lalo na for venues, most of the time, because we're good stewards of God's resources. So, when we negotiate for price, talagang negotiate to the max na wag na silang kumita ng pera. Di ba ganun naman tayo? So, pag ganun, or kung ganyan, non-negotiable, but can you throw in this? Can you give me this room pa? I need pa a meeting room for this. And then they'll say, yeah. Oh, sige, sure. Make sure that it's all in writing. Or else, you know naman how it is in the industry. Today, si Sheena ang kausap mo. Tomorrow, nag-quit na si Sheena, iba na ang kausap mo. If it's not in writing, you will be left hanging. Okay? And you've already committed that to your client. So you can't do that. Everything in writing. If it's not in writing, it doesn't exist. Okay, number four challenge is the budget. Yahoo! I am so grateful that our finance department with Ms. Gigi has taught us how to actually budget and halos given na the things based on his history. Para halos konti na lang isipin mong pwede pang gagastusin mo. But when you're doing a big event where kahit na still in your center but it's in a seminar that involves tickets and has like probably about 1,000-1,500 people, you want to consider that you have big expenditures. Number one is promotion. Okay? Promotion is when you do videos to promote your event or when you're doing flyers, when you have to put up posters, billboards, whatever. Those are your big ticket expenses. The venue. That's why I said kanina, give careful attention to your venue because a big chunk of your expenses will go to that, your venue payment. And then your speaker. Especially if your speaker is someone na ini-import mo. Let's say even if coming from the province, we've had a couples getaway before, ang speaker namin came pa from whatever, another province. So, you know, when you have to fly them in, you know, since they're flying in, buti kung may kamag-anak, or good if there's someone from your church who can host them. If not, you'll have to put them up in a hotel. Or if they're the kind of speakers na, you know, they want their privacy and they want, you know, to be able to focus before the actual seminar, you need to consider their hotel accommodation, their transportation, pagkain nila, and that's a big expense. Also, the system of registration. Diba? Because you have all these IDs and mailing this out and doing, there's so many things there that's involved in registration. So those are your big ticket expenses. Also, you know, production-wise, your sounds and lights and stuff like that. But at the same time, know that you have income. Okay, so income natin are from registration most of the time. There are also options where you are allowed to have sponsors. We had a campus conference, a campus harvest before, Ultra Yata, where we had Globe as our partner. So, a big chunk of the expense was shouldered by Globe. But in exchange, they asked us to do something. May gimmick within the conference. That was, and then everywhere, it was all Globe. Ganyan. So may depende. May event ka na you're allowed and may event na hindi ka allowed. So be aware of where the money's coming in. Try as much as possible to be self-liquidating. But we understand that there are events na talagang because, you know, let's say it's a leadership development program, then the local church really invests into that. Then that's fine. But as much as possible, if you can have an event where you can charge what exactly the amount na makakover lahat, that would be ideal. Kasi most of the time, that's really all that the money that we can work with. Okay. A word of caution, though. Many times, because our ministry is about the youth, okay, we would give discounts, diba? Usually half the price ang estudyante. So factor that in. When you're computing how much money you're expecting, already anticipate na, okay, ialat natin this percentage for the youth, so ito lang yung money na papasok. So be aware of that. And also, when you're in the planning stage and you're discussing discounts, be bold enough and give that to your senior pastor to say, okay, if in this kind of seminar we're giving it to them at 50 pesos instead of 200, are you sure that next year when we do this, we still can give it to them at 50 pesos? Kasi it sets a precedent. Okay. Now, kung hindi sustainable for your church to actually keep doing that, then don't go there. Don't go that low. You might want to say, okay, can we start discounting at 150? Now, if there's more funds next year, you can go to 100. Yung alam mo yon, better na nag-adjust ka ng pag-anon kesa sa 50, tapos next year, pag inulit mo, the students are expecting, 50 lang kami. And then you're saying, no, 150 kasi hindi na kasha. Diba? So, yun lang, word of caution. Also, when you are doing pre-registration, it would be great if you can actually have money already starting to come in. And I'm thankful that ang strict ng finance natin eh. Pag sinabing, wala ka pa sa 20% ng collection mo, hindi ka pwede mag-request ng pera. Which is good, because then it forces us to plan. How are we going to promote this way ahead so that by the time we need to start spending, we already have that 20%, or else money's not going to come out of finance, diba? Or at the same time, when you're negotiating for venues and suppliers for sounds and lights, yun kasi yung mga LEDs nyo, yun yung mga big ticket items, make sure that you build relationship with your suppliers. And that's what I was doing years back when I was with events. Kasi, like with PMX, our regular sounds and lights guy, minsan nag-i-event na, ni down payment wala akong binigay. Because it's out of a relationship. They can trust you. They know that you're not gonna run away. They know that, you know, when you say this, diba, you give your word. So building relationship with your supplier is important. But also at the same time, making them aware na we're not sticking with you just because you're the only one who can extend that to us, okay? Because you can keep scouting for other suppliers. But keep that goodwill, because that will be beneficial for you when you're planning your event. Okay? Now, here's something that I wanted to share with you in terms of understanding event expenses. There are, when you're planning your event, there are the variable costs and the fixed costs. Ano yung variable costs? Bakit? What is the factor, J. Lord? Bakit siya nagbavary?
Yes lang. Kasi depende siya sa dami ng, kunyari, sa participants, mga ganon.
You got the answer. Oh, ikaw naman, natakot ka pa, J. Lord. Exactly. Variable costs are costs mo that keep changing. Every time umaakyat yung attendance, nagbavary siya. So that can be IDs, that can be food, that can be handouts. What are giveaways? What are your fixed costs? Venue is a fixed cost. Exactly, your sounds and lights. Doesn't matter how many people are there, you still do the same thing. Okay? Your speaker, if you have a guest speaker, yes. Doesn't matter ilan ang audience, you still have to pay for his expenses. Okay? So the way to compute it is variable costs per participant multiply by the number of participants and plus your fixed cost is equal to your total cost of production. I know, I don't think it's in your manual. Can you just write that down? Variable costs, which means yung mga cost mo for the handouts and the IDs and all of that per participant, you multiply mo by the number of your participants and then you add your fixed costs. Then you know how much money you need. Okay. Do we have time? I actually have another exercise for you. Jack, it's there. We'll just quickly go through this exercise and we can all do this together para lang to save time. This checklist will actually also help you when you're planning. So might as well na nasa inyo. Jack will distribute it. Yung elements. Yes, Barsh. Fanatical attention to detail. Is it? Yeah. Okay, the list that you have is actually the elements that are usually in an event. Okay? So, ano na lang? All together, now na lang. You tell me, is it variable or is it fixed? Okay? When I say directional signs. Okay, good. Invitations.
Variable.
Place cards on the table.
Variable.
Okay. How about... Dito. Meron dito mga ano eh. Mga, iffy. Yung mga iffy ako nakita dito na, sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. Wait. Venue service and surcharges. See, iffy siya, di ba? Iffy siya. Okay. Some of you are saying it's fixed. Some of you are saying it's variable.
Variable.
Actually, it's variable. Because in a, especially if you're talking about a hotel, if you're talking about a hotel, they're very conscious about your number of attendees. Then yung service charge nila for all their waiters and all of that, it also nag-a-adjust. Okay? How about special vehicles, truck, van rental, carts, hand trucks, yung under transportation? Is that fixed or is that variable? Ify. Ify kasi, well, the truck rental actually is fixed. Okay? Because truck rentals are usually for your setup. And because you set up way in advance, it doesn't matter how many people came to your event. Your equipment is still the same. Okay? But when you're talking about carts, you're talking about special vehicles. Special vehicles might be something that you use to cater to your VIP. Or let's say, special vehicles would be for us the buses that we rent. Then that becomes variable. Depends how many students are coming in. Okay? Restrooms and portalets. It also is variable. The cleanup crew is? Again, iffy. If you're stuck with a certain budget and you can only afford this many people, then that's also fine. It becomes fixed for you. Kasi hanggang dito lang talagang kaya natin eh. Which means, bibilisan nila, tatagalan nila, whatever. But in other words, hanggang 10 katao lang kami pwede. So that's it for us. Okay? But at the same time, it can be variable if mas gusto mo na every banyo, dalawa ang eggsy na naglilinis. It's up to you. If you have the budget for it, go for it. Okay? Anyway, I just wanted you to keep that list. And kayo na lang, it's just para may checklist kayo of the things that when you're, okay, when you're, we're thinking about atmosphere. By the way, when you're doing events, lalo na in this generation, okay, make sure that the moment you enter pa lang the venue, sense around. Grabe ang sensory cues. Okay, which means they smell something. Sana hindi mabaho. They smell something, they feel something, they see something, they can touch something. That's the reason why naging term na natin for every nation, yung experience, that's what we mean. Sensory cues. Make sure that your participants have the opportunity at every point in your event na all of these senses are activated. Okay? Sige. We'll move on to after budgeting. Promotion and marketing. Actually, promotion is a part of marketing. Marketing is the bigger scope where when you talk about marketing, just so it's clear in your terms, in your head, marketing is actually the broader term which actually covers even market research, diba? All of that stuff. And promotion is part of it. Promotion is the external marketing. Internal is the research part. Okay, understanding who's supposed to be coming in here. Ano yung capability nito to spend hanggang saan ang kaya nito, stuff like that. Now, but for our benefit, we do promotion. Okay, in terms of promotion, you have three kinds of promotional materials. We usually have our brochures, our flyers, or our cards. We have our posters, and we have our banners. Those are the usual things that we do other than, of course, looping it in your services or social networks, stuff like that. But those kasi do not have an expense. Libre naman yun eh. What we're considering are the things that you need to put into your budget. And when you promote, it has an expense. Like you need to do a video. To video shoot, you need to apportion a certain amount of your budget for that. Now, when you are doing a copy or whatever, a poster, please make sure, okay, Varsha, correct me here, huh? When you're doing a copy, please make sure that your poster answers the question and does not leave more questions for people. Because then, okay, thank you, Jesus. Varsha is nodding her head. Okay. Kasi it's worse. Nag-promote ka pa, tapos it kailangan pa pala lalapit siya. James, ano ibig sabihin nito? Ano daw yan? Kailangan your poster already has the details. So that whatever smaller details na lang, then during the registration, that's the only time. So, which means, what are those? You should be able to answer, what is it about? Let's say, if you already know your speaker, put your speaker in there. If, kailan yan, anong oras yan, basic information, where will it be held? Those are the things that you want in there. So that, especially because Filipinos, in our culture, we don't like approaching people and asking too many things. So, kasi nahihiya sila to even go to the info booth, they will just, kung may nakita sila, okay. So at least, nasagot mo na yung initial inquiry nila. Okay? So make sure that that's how your posters or your banners look like. Also, when you're doing pala pull-up banners, please make sure that your important information, let's say, Race for Life, race registration, the word Race for Life or whatever is up there on the topmost of your banner and not at the bottom. Why? Why should... Yes, Lolay?
That's the name of the event, so it should be there. It's the important detail on top.
True. Thank you, Jack, for being the bat. Yes, James, you have any thoughts? Why would you need to put Real Life up there? Actually, Edward got it. It's line of sight. You know that when you put that and people already line up, the crowd is there, no more sign. If your logo is down there, they wouldn't know, what's the crowd? What's happening there? But if the important information is up on your banner, then they will know, even if the crowd's there, they will know that, that's where the race registration is. Okay? So those are just tips for you. Okay. Number 6 is developing a time frame. Check, what's my next break? Okay. Developing a time frame. Today, time is a valuable commodity. Therefore, you need to structure your event times to suit the schedule of the general public. Be very conscious of when you're going to do it, what time you're going to start your event, and all of that, so that you cater to what your audience would prefer. There are 3 types of time frames that you will need. The first one, which is your Appendix C, is called the working timeline. Can we show that? We do have a working time frame. We have a working timeline. It's Appendix C for you. What it does, have you found it?
Yes.
Okay. What it does is it helps you work backwards. If your event is, let's say, you're doing a couples getaway. Couples getaway is in August. You want to do a layaway plan, a 6-month layaway plan. So layaway will have to start when? May, June, July. Feb. Okay, kunyari Feb. Okay, since I'm doing a layaway plan in Feb, when should I promote it? I should promote it, what? Two weeks before? 2 weeks? Oh, let's say, kunyari lang. It depends kasi on the culture of your congregation, ha? This is not a fixed thing. You adjust to how your congregation works. Okay. You work backwards. Okay. So, I need to promote it in the services 2 weeks before that February when I'm supposed to start layaway. From there, I need a video to promote. How much time did my comms people tell me that I should give them lead time? 2 months. Okay. So I need to start working in December. Since December siya, I need to, start. So since December siya, which means I need to work on the event and all the details sometime in October for August. Alam mo yon, you need to work backwards. That's how your time line, the working timeline, helps you. And what it does is it keeps you on track. So that pagdating ng February, or like let's say December, are we already doing the video? Pag hindi, it is an alarm for you na, hey, I'm already delayed. This shouldn't happen. What can I do? Hindi yung, ay, oo nga eh, kasi nung December, busy sila eh. They didn't accommodate my request eh. There's no such thing. You, as the events organizer, is responsible for the overall smooth running of your event. So it doesn't matter what's happening in the other departments. You need to, that's why you need to plan. Let's say you already know the comms department is always busy. Production will be busy in December. Then move your deadline again 1 month earlier. Yung mas maluwag sila. And that makes you move also your research earlier. Okay? So work that way and keep yourself in check based on your timeline. The other kind of time frame that you need is a program flow or a text script, which is even better. When you're doing your program flow, make sure that you apportion your time well so that it's fast-paced, and yet there is time for processing and activities. From study kasi, an effective span of time for people to actually absorb a straight seminar is only about 45 minutes to 50 minutes. That's the reason why you keep taking breaks every hour in this seminar, or else you'll sleep on me, even if I'm seeing some of you yawn already. But you need to make sure na may nangyayari in your event, which means it's not straight just listening like that. No matter how engaging your speaker is, a person needs to get up, move, do something at a certain time. Okay? Now, I gave you a sample of what a text script is. If you notice your text script, the way we do it, and you can add, feel free to add more than that. It gives you details like the time, who's supposed to be going up on stage, who else, what do we need in terms of audio, video, what will I see on the screen, what are the effects that are happening, what props needs to be put up, who's going to take care of. And you work that way so that when you are in the actual event, your team just looks through every hour what's supposed to be happening here. And they can already, so hindi na yung, are we gonna put up this, ano? There's no more question. You've planned out your program and you've planned out your text script so that even if you're not beside the video guy, he already knows that, oh, at this point, I should put up the animated logo. I should put up the, okay? And the last kind of time frame that you will need when you're doing an event is an ingress, rehearsal, and egress schedule. Again, I gave you an example of that where, if you will notice, from the moment anybody from your team enters the venue for the first time, in terms of preparing the venue for the event, it's already in your ingress schedule. Okay? So sa ingress schedule dyan, if you will notice, when we work from 12 in the morning, papasok na si JT, yung stage, yung sounds, will be on standby. Kasi si stage muna. Pagkatapos ni stage, eto na, nakaready na at least na ba. Yung, again, this is another way of visualization. Kasi when you're doing an event and you're working with multiple suppliers, what happens is, like what we would do before in Araneta or in Ultra, the first ones who need to come in, of course, is the team. Once the team is there, inaabangan nyo yung stage guys nyo because they're the first ones who na kailangan maglatag. So, you give them a call time and then dapat nag-overlap sa kanila. They'll tell you, it will take us about 2 hours to set up this one. Okay. I-overlap nyo yung pagpasok ng next supplier. Why? Because it takes them usually an hour, 2 hours just bringing down stuff from their truck. And then, because they're puyat, the guys will wanna eat breakfast. Marami yan, kuchi-kuchi. So, ano yan? And that's why you have to have your ingress schedule. Because what I do is, let's say in the schedule, it's 12. At 11:30 ng gabi, I'm already on the phone. I'm saying, Ferdy, you're supposed to be there by 12. It's 11:30. Where are the guys? Where's the truck? Inuunahan ko siya. And then, pagdating ng kunyari, let's say, supposedly, deadline ng stage to finish at 4 in the morning, let's say. At about 3, I'm already walking around. Guys, you have one last hour. Nagger talaga. As in, okay, last hour. Oh, what's happening? Oh, ba't natutulog si ganyan? Sinong gagawa nito? But hindi. Because if you don't do that, if you're not breathing down their neck, they'll all want to sit down. Why? Because they're also tired. Okay, they're also very tired. Suppliers, the workers of the suppliers, they're running from one event to the next. Kawawa yan. But hindi mo problema yan eh. Ang problema mo, yung event mo. Kailangan mangyari siya. You know? I know if I don't follow my ingress schedule, I will have a problem with the team dati of Pastor Julius because they will come in to rehearse. Or I will have a problem with Pastor Joel because I know that the worship team is gonna come in. So I need to make sure that pag sinabi kong call time ng worship team is at, let's say, 12 noon, in my mind, dapat natapos na kami ng 10 a.m. So that if there's a little bit of delay, I have room. Now, if I'm early and they come in, I can say, oh yeah, go on stage. You're free to go. Hindi stressful, di ba? So, very critical ang ingress schedule. Huwag yung, ano kayo pwedeng oras na, hindi ganun. Even in your contract, you already indicate you're supposed to come in at this time. And so, you have something against them when they don't come in and they're late. Okay? You can take it against them. Okay lang yan. Supplier yan. We can be nice. We can say it nicely. But still, they're late. Okay. So, all of that, even the schedule of rehearsals, all of that has to be in there. Kasi, very clear. And what we do before the event, we sit down with all our suppliers. We call for a meeting, all the suppliers, and we say, okay, this is the ingress schedule. I run down through the whole thing, and I say, sino ang may problema sa schedule? Then they raise their, ma'am, masyadong gipit yung oras binigay niyo sa amin, hindi pwede, make sure na ganito. Okay, sige. Okay, if we adjust this, you, because you're gonna get affected. Okay ba sa'yo if we adjust? Alam mo yun? Yung magkaharap sila lahat, all your suppliers. So that by the time you end your meeting, everyone's in agreement, and then nobody complains na, hey, kulang yung oras, pinag-usapan na natin to, wala kayong, di ba? You have no right to complain. We all agreed. Okay? So, try to work, every time you do an event, try to have, and you have suppliers, even if you're working with your own guys, you have your EGC, have an ingress schedule. So that you know na, okay, the driver needs to leave this place at this time. Okay, considering traffic, dapat dumating siya doon ng ganito. Hindi yung magsa-start ka na ng event, ito nagkakandara pa, nag-set up ng projector. Cannot be like that. Kailangan relax tayo lahat. Magsa-start na yung event. Okay? Next. Am I going too fast? Actually, you know what? This material, sobrang na shorten na to. So I used to do this for a whole day. But I'm giving it to you in half the day. What's the next one? Registration? Seven. Registration. As a standard practice in Victory, we do not make complicated enrollment forms. Now we even do online registration. And preparing your database, the back end for your registration is important. So whether it's Google, whether it's papel, whatever it is, whatever way you're going to do your registration, make sure that that is in place. Run through it with your team several times so that questions like, paano if I ask like this? Paano if I don't have computer? Paano if, alam mo yun, lahat ng posibleng mangyari, naisip nyo na for your registration. Because once registration rolls, there's no running after, nag-register na si ganyan eh. We needed a form pala. You can't run after that anymore. Kailangan everything's been set in place. Okay? And keep your registration form as simple as possible. Not because it's a registration form, you need their email address, you need their phone number. You ask yourself, why? Why do I need their phone number here? Why do I need their email? If you're not gonna email me, why do you ask for my email address? Why do you ask if how old am I? What's my birthday? You're not gonna greet me, you're not gonna give me a birthday cake, so what's the point? Why are you asking me? Diba? So only ask the information that's needed. Let's say, for example, again, go back to the outreach event we're doing on the other side. It's may tickets na binibenta, but we're still asking that the leaders provide us their name and their phone number. Why? Because, one, we want to be able to remind them the week before the event. Pangalawa, if we have problems tracking down tickets or may contact kami. Plus, it builds our database. We now know na, leader pala to, dito pala siya nag-attend. Okay, kasi many of our leaders are not in our database. But when you promote an event that interests them, they will want to be part of it. So now you catch them. Okay, nandito pala si Faye. Okay, sige, Faye, ito pala phone number niya. So now mapapasok ko siya sa database. So if there is a purpose, go ahead, ask for it. But if not, please avoid asking for so much information because it's another hoop that they're jumping over. And that will be a deterrent pa for them to register. Nakakatamad naman, ang daming question. Diba? Like, even with the Race for Life, it's online now, diba? We were really looking at it, how many steps do I get to finish the transaction? Now, the shorter, the better. Okay. Information center. Can I try to finish till the end? Because I want to do case studies in the end. Information center. Information, this will be brief. When you are disseminating information, make sure that it's centralized, which means everyone's on one page. Okay? Do not have information that you just keep within your department and the other departments are not aware of. Our aim is when a person approaches, let's say it's a discipleship event, they come to the worship services office. When they ask the question, when na nga is making disciples? As much as possible, you don't want to say, please go to the other office, that's discipleship, that's their event eh. No, what you want is to have the answer to the question. That's why you have to make sure that your information that concerns your event, you inform all the admin staff. Or even the pastors, email everybody, let them know, okay, this is ganyan, ito yung schedule niyan, ito yung registration fee niyan, ganyan. Okay? Nila ako napapalata, ba't na-frustrate ako pag hindi ko nasagot yung yung question pag may dumadating sa office. Kasi nga naman, it's like making them jump another hoop na, well, the best is we escort them. Ay, sige ho, discipleship, samahan namin kayo. So that they don't feel like, I have to ask again. And then, hassle. So make sure that information is centralized. Everyone's on one page, but at the same time, it's given to everybody. Your volunteers are provided with FAQ sheets. All the pwedeng questions, naisip nyo na at nandun for your volunteers. Okay? Venue management. Can we, 10 more minutes? Jekoy, pwede? Please. 10. Okay. Venue management. This makes up the venue preparation that you need to do. Make several trips to the venue to do your ocular inspection. And have a few people with you who are critical to making the decision regarding your event. Okay? You need to pay particular attention to, number one, signages. Okay. Kunyari nakakita kayo ng sign na ganyan. It has to be very clear. These are clear directional signs. Pag nakita nyo yung sign na ganyan, alam nyo kaya kung saan? Parang yung triangles niya nagpapare-pareho na, yung itsura, yung isang look mo. So that shouldn't be the case. Okay? Make sure that your signs are very, very clear. Or sometimes, you know, it can be even more confusing to them than the original plan. Okay? So make sure that that's very, very clear. Number two is provision for the physically challenged. We need to make sure that our venues comply with that. Maybe in your congregation, walang meron yan. Walang naka-wheelchair. Yari lang. Wala sa congregation nyo yan. But still make sure that there is. Kasi in case of emergencies, you want to make sure that there's easy access. Okay? Staging requirements. Look at your venue. Will they allow us to set up stage that's made of bakal? Anong requirement nila? Ah, that we should put a carpet under? That we should put wooden pegs under? Stuff like that. Look at the sound system and the microphone. Maybe your venue already has an existing sound system. Test that to see the quality. If it's good enough, wow, that's less from your budget. Why bring in your own equipment? Okay? So try to check into the sound system of the venue. Also, look into communication. May signal ba dito ang Globe? May signal ba dito ang Smart? I mean, alam mo yun? Since wala pala silang Wi-Fi, if I use a Wi-Fi, will I have access? Stuff like that. Or if the venue is so big, can I have wireless comm sets? Or if I use a handheld radio, will that interfere with my microphones? Stuff like that, okay? Also, your projector system. Your projection system, also you need to look into it very well because that's another thing that's a big ticket item. But if, let's say, your venue already has that, dito yan, assembly hall yan. That was for a GMA show, a GMA event we did. Nice na. During the time, yung LED, parang P10 pa yata. Di mo ang laki-laki ng mga... But anyway. But check that your if the place has a projection system already. And then, how to connect to that? How to tap into it? Okay? So that it can bawas your cost. Also, at the same time, many of the venues only have accredited suppliers. They'll tell you, we only work with this. And that's their prerogative as the venue, because which means either your supplier has probably done an event there and has damaged their place, and so blacklisted na siya. Because we used to do that when we were still having outsiders doing events here. Ganyan. May mga na-blacklist kaming mga caterers kasi nasunog nila ang carpet. Stuff like that. Prerogative nila. So make sure that in your initial meeting, when you're inquiring with the venue, already ask them, do you have accredited suppliers only? Or can we work with others as long as they submit certain requirements to you? Okay? Okay. And lastly, on the actual day of event setup. Decoration and appearance. The decoration sets the atmosphere. It creates a sense of occasion and highlights the anticipation of the event. The key is to make a great impression on the delegates as they enter the hall for the first time. Here's a tip for you guys. When you're doing your program, make sure that the first thing that's going to happen is major bonga, and the last thing that's going to happen is major bonga. Everything else in between is here and there. That's the reality of human, the mind can only retain the first impression, and before they went home, what was the last thing? That's why as much as possible, yung mga ask natin, iniiwasan natin na nasa dulong-dulo siya. Kailangan kahit mag-ask ka, at the end may video ka na, thank you, you've made an impact, and ganyan-ganyan. Because you don't want that they went home thinking that, hiningan mo lang ako ng pera. Okay? You wanna make sure, kasi yun lang talaga. It will take time for them to process, what did I learn in the seminar? But the beginning experience, whether it's a pre-event thing, like your photo booth or your Instaprint or whatever, all those things are things that, come to think of it, di ba? When we did the victory anniversary there in the... What was the big deal for people? Oh, that they can all have their pictures outside, windblown and all of that, and have their pictures, di ba, printed, big deal eh, di ba? And what did they bring home after? Everything, parang everything else in between, it's not that it was not done well, it was done well, but it's like Sa dami, naghahalo-halo na yan in their minds. Okay? So make sure that when you do your program, it's like that. So even the atmosphere, the place, has to be, it has to give a good impression immediately. Okay? Ayaw mo na dumating yung guest mo, ang nakita niya, ay, the trash is being taken out habang oras ng, you don't want that. Okay? Stage, in relation to the stage, make sure that everything, not because your supplier set it up and they're professionals, you can trust that. You yourself walk on the stage. Walk up the steps. And make sure nothing is loose, nothing is, you know, walang mapapatid. Ganun na details, okay? Check that the craftsmanship is well done and make sure that you have water for your speakers. Check the chairs, that it's neatly arranged. Ay, by the way, I don't know how you set it up in your centers, but just in case you don't follow it yet, when you're setting up, if let's say my stage is, if this is my chair, and that's my stage, I have to move my chair this way so I'm looking at center stage. Okay? So don't compute your number of chairs in your venue based on how many can fit if it was theater na straight. There's a reason why it has to be angled and angled in a certain way. Especially if you're doing seminars that are hours, you want to make sure that they're comfortable. Hindi yung by the time natapos na nangawit na siya. Hindi siya good experience for them. Okay? So that's the reason why behind the angling of that chair. Alam mo sino nagturo pa sa amin yan? Pastor Steve, would you believe? Ganun siya ka-OC nun sa events. I love it. I learned so much. Make sure that lighting of the room is enough. Sometimes when you're, kunyari, you did your event in a hotel, but you're requiring people to write down. Ako, you have to consider how to add to the lighting of the venue. Signages are in place. If you need to do reserve seats, that they're all there. Yung stuff like that, just checking every single thing that needs to be right before one person, the first person, comes in. Okay? And in every event, please make sure that you have your medical team or you have an in-house nurse on standby. I know in the past we've just, event lang naman yan eh. By law, it is our responsibility to make sure that there are medical teams on standby. Minimum is a nurse in case of emergencies. Mahilo, mahimatay, whatever. Okay? Please don't take that for granted kasi you will be responsible. Isipin nyo ha, if something happened to the person, we've had that here eh, ina-atake sa puso. And let's say namatay. The family will have a negative impression of your church. Doon namatay sa victory. I know lahat will ni God. Okay, fine. But what's important is they see that you've done your part. You've extended everything. You have a vehicle for emergency to run them to wherever they need to. Okay? And what else? Security, of course. That's something that you also need to look. And finally, post-event assessment. It's important that you do a feedback, some form of feedback for you guys. Whether it's, preferable na after your seminar, already have sheets that are ready and ask them while it's fresh in their minds. Always have feedback, kahit na paulit-ulit. Let's say, victory weekend, buwan-buwan yung ginagawa, still have a feedback form. Kasi dun yung, at least you'll get the feel if you're still doing it right, or there's something that you weren't able to address, or certain speaker is no longer effective, you will hear it from them. Okay? And meet with your team after. And say, okay, what did we do right? What did we do wrong? Celebrate the wins, but at the same time, you know, it's not a pointing finger time, okay? It's a time to say, okay, we should do this like this next time. Let's do this like this next time, okay? Hindi siya to blame, but for always for improvement, okay? So that, I leave that with you for now, and we'll take another 10 minutes.